trusted name in advanced medical imaging for our community, located at 1720 Esplanade, right here in Chico.
You don't usually get the same read this many weeks in a row, I feel, unless they want to be on our show, right?
Yeah, so right? shout out to Halo.
They really like us a lot.
Yeah.
We like them.
We love them.
They keep the breasts alive.
And
people
there's one
alive.
Thing I know
and
about
people
us.
Alive too. Yeah.
We love us some breasts.
We do.
Chicken breasts.
I do like a thigh, though. I do love a good thigh.
I'm
a thigh guy.
So I'm a thigh guy.
Thigh
as
guys
well.
Are great. I mean, a good leg every once in a while.
Yeah.
But breast coming wing, handy. Yeah. But a thigh guy all the way.
Okay. Fair
I
enough.
Think so. That's. I think we've also the thighs are probably on the more better tasting part of a chicken. I feel
and the juicier harder, part for
and
sure.
Harder to mess up too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can mess you can, up. You can mess
you
up.
You can
a breast.
Overcook them a you little over, bit more.
You can
and
have
it's
a bad breast.
You can. You can have 100%.
If you don't know, dry, it's very dry.
Dry. Yeah.
Dry.
Dryness and chicken. Is
dryness.
Yeah.
Skin falling off. A little saggish. Not good.
Not for
small.
Us.
Yeah. Not too small. Just usually size doesn't matter. I think comes to breast.
Really?
I think no.
Okay.
I think
that's
any
fair.
As long as it's cooked properly, any
yeah.
cooked, well cooked breast is a great breast.
Nice shape.
Size
breast,
does not matter
yeah.
when it comes to. Really doesn't. Just as long as it's cooked properly.
I agree.
But thighs.
But the size of the thigh matters.
No. Again, it's just all about.
Doesn't matter
again, nothing.
Okay.
Size does not matter.
We're talking texture. We're talking juiciness and how you cook
how
it.
How you cook it. The all the above, right now.
Yeah.
The accoutrement, not the actual.
Yeah.
The
accoutrement.
That's what we want here. Not you're getting way. Too into the size matters, okay?
Yeah.
Watch like a big meal is all right.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right, you know the drill. We are talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, Derek Issomacki.
What's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate back. He apparently paid his bookie because he is back in the public sphere.
Legs are working. None of them are. They're all, they're all right
attest.
There. All bones are there, I hope. Right? No
hey,
scars.
Hey, just FYI, your boy just got paid yesterday, so we good. That was from 2 weeks ago.
Well, your bookie got paid.
No, he paid me.
Wow.
Mm,
we thought you missed last week's show because you were ducking your bookie. Anyway, that is Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we got Statman Extraordinaire, Producer Extraordinaire, the guy who didn't bring the stats today. But hey, he's got a Jackie Robinson shirt on, so he gets down with the black folks. That is Statman Brad.
Yeah!
Represent, Statman Brad. You got anything to say? I hope so, because I got to turn this fan off.
Not
I
really.
Say,
I mean, Jackie Robinson, I really enjoy it. Actually, it's a PV, has a Jackie Robinson Day game, so they actually have a t-shirt every year.
Oh, nice.
Is that a PV Jackie Robinson
yeah,
shirt?
It's a PV Jackie Robinson shirt.
Okay.
Shouts to the Vikings.
Yeah, so they do one every year. My dad actually got one for me this year, so shout out to Statman Dad.
Statman Dad. Hold on.
Yeah.
We got to take a moment. Statman Dad is a legend around these
Absolute.
Parts.
Yes.
And he is, he's a member of TBP.
He's in the family of Godfathers. Like,
yes.
When you sit at the table, he's there.
Yeah, so it's
you know?
Jake.
Jake, he's Godfather.
He is the Godfather.
Yeah.
And then we also have Statman Dad,
yeah. And we can't reveal the rest, I feel. Not just yet.
Well, yeah. Feds might be listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't
but
put their business
they obviously
the
know. We
like
put
that.
We put Jake on. Everyone knows. It's just, he is the OG.
Yeah. Jake gave us our shot. too many people's chagrin, but here we are.
Woo-hoo!
What? 6 years later?
Say, if you're going to come with a king, best not miss.
Best not miss. Let's go, baby. All right. So, we're going to do something we don't often do around here. It is August. So, we're going to start the show talking a little baseball.
Swing. Bada, bada, bada. Let's go. It's a good time in baseball right now.
It's a great time in baseball.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Of course you're saying that. Your Dodgers look just unbeatable.
I mean, we did just lose. We end our 12-game win streak. But yes, again, we had a fantastic run where we were just light years better than everyone else.
Yes, sir.
Not only 12-game win streak, 12-game win streak by two more runs.
Yeah, they have.
Which is unreal in the betting world and in general.
You were covering spreads left and right.
Yeah, minus 1.5 on the run differential, and y'all have beat that 12 games in a row, which is stupid.
It's unreal, dude. That does not happen.
In a 10-game stretch, I want to say we scored 91 runs. it's just ridiculous.
Can someone check out that run differential? Because last time I checked, it was like plus 244.
Oh, my God. That is just...
Yes, 247.
247.
247.
No doubt this is still just August. These games mean nothing. Not only nothing, but they're not the real deal. We all know that.
For you, they mean nothing. You're 16 games up.
For everyone, but same point in time, October matters. We're not October yet. This is not October baseball. October baseball is the most powerful baseball out there, minus November baseball. But November baseball is not as palpable as October baseball.
It was just a year ago this time that the Dodgers and Giants were going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, vying for the pennant there in the NL West.
For the division.
For the division. Hey, I apologize. And this year, not quite the same. The Giants are playing 500 ball, 57-57. I think they're six games out when I checked earlier.
For the wild card, yep.
Yeah, six games out of the wild card. They do have a pretty important series against the Phillies coming up here the beginning of September. I'll be in the building for that one. But
I might be there too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's not talk about the Giants right now because, I mean, J.D. Davis, did we do anything else at the trade deadline that I'm missing?
Nope.
Yeah, so we're, you know, it's...
If you do something against the Phillies, that puts you legitimately in a running for a wild card, 100%. Which is good. That gives you guys hope. Hope is all you need in baseball.
You just
need
to get to the dance.
Give us a chance. Yeah. Give us a chance for the dance. Maybe she'll say yes. You have a chance to ask her legitimately, and she might say yes. You don't know yet. But if she says yes, you're in the dance and you're giddy as hell. And she hasn't said yes.
The Giants are just standing outside the cafeteria.
They're waiting for her to get rejected by saying yes. Go through the people and then they're waiting for the chance. They have a chance, though.
I will say, I mean, it is mid-August, but you guys have an important series coming up just to make sure that you guys stay as the number one seed.
We do.
To get that bye.
100%. There is we're going through a gauntlet this month. This coming September is going to be a gauntlet as we have a series against the Mets. In New York, that's going to be that's going to be must-see television right there. We're going to have a series a series currently against the Brewers. That's going to be big, but the Brewers, they're ass. I'm sorry. The only thing they're brewing up is a can of stinky, okay? Just a bunch of can of stink. I'm sorry. They traded Josh Hader, kind of ruined that club. They're on a weird spiral anyway.
Yeah,
I think it's a St. Louis' division to lose at this point in time.
Yeah.
The other team,
St. Louis, has been pretty hot.
Now, obviously, the elephant in the room that we have yet to talk about, Fernando Tatis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's get to
if
it.
If you've been living under the rock, which rocks are cool places, I will say cool they're nice there. And cool spots underneath there. I would like to be on there some point in time. But if you've been living under a rock at some point in time, it's just nice and cool under a rock. You know, don't know anything going on about the outside world at all. You can just live in your cocoon and nice coolness.
Very blissful, I gotta say. This year, news, sports, it's been great.
Yeah. Like baseball. He's been under the figurative rock. I'm talking about a literal rock, actually. Oh, I want to literally live under a nice, I want to be a troll.
Derek's talking about getting rid of all his possessions and moving under.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about like in news aspect.
I'm trolling it up. I want to find a nice bridge underneath a cool rock and just be that guy, you know?
Got to pay the troll.
Do you have riddles that you're going to go for?
It's, you know what? Don't go down that road now, Brad. I'm not ready for this, okay? That being said,
Tatis. 80-game suspension for using a substance that is on the banned list. And all I got to say, one part of this that was surprising is, why are y'all still doing, or why are you, Fernando, still doing drugs or supplements that are literally on the list? Like, get creative.
That being said, and he tries to make it on a blame on a medication he took for a ringworm he had. That being said, that's a terrible excuse because...
A what?
Ringworm.
There we go.
Did I have ringworm?
Yeah.
That being said, when you have a medical issue right there, go to your team doctor. No matter what, go to your team doctor.
Yeah.
You go to your team doctor, they get you your stuff that doesn't have the stuff in there that you can't take. They know the stuff that has the stuff that not take the that stuff. So they know what stuff to take. And you decide to go outside that. And it just, again, shows, if that's the real case, shows pure stupidity on his behalf.
Agreed.
100%.
Which is, you want to be stupid? Fine, be stupid. You're the stupid right now.
Yeah.
But I think it's more along the lines of probably was juicing.
Yeah, I mean, I
agree too. I mean, he's been out all year, and he wants to come back and play for this great team. So I think
wasn't the positive test like sometime back in March or something?
I want to say
check it out, because there's obviously a long process that goes through before it gets to the public sphere of he got a suspension. We know that. So I might be way long trying to say is in March, but for some reason I wanted to say that there was a. Is it June? Is that what I'm seeing? Or, all right, I'll let Brad find that out.
Yeah, give me one sec.
That being said, it's not a good look no matter what. And 80 games, you're going to have to pay the piper. You know, that's kind of what happens in this world. And a lot of guys, and you know, hearing from his team in particular, his squad, you can hear the frustration in what he did. And all that being said, they don't really need him. That's the scary part about them. They don't need the best hitter in the game, arguably one of the best hitters in the game, because they already have arguably the best hitter in the game with Juan Soto. And they also have a nice bat behind him in Manny Machado. Hate him or not, the guy can still swing a bat. He knows how to swing that wood. All right?
Okay.
They have a lot of wood swingers over there. I'm just saying. They know how to chop down the trees.
I find Manny Machado incredibly annoying. But
he is, right?
Well, yeah, everyone doesn't like him.
I think when he was a Dodger for that split second in time right now, you could definitely, there are a lot of things to not like about the guy. There are certain times when you love him because, again, he swings that lumber. And when you do that, that covers a lot of wounds.
We're talking about can anyone beat the Dodgers? The Dodgers are currently favored to win the World Series at +353, which is insane. Followed by the Astros at +393, which is...
The Astros are a scary team, too.
They are.
They should be the clear favorites in the AL with the way the Yankees are going. The Yankees are on a really bad path of late. Can they right the ship? No doubt. They're the Yanks. They got the firepower in there. But at the same point in time, they did something weird with their rotation, and they strengthened it and then immediately depleted it all at the same time with that trade deadline when they got... Frankie Montas, but then dealt away Jordan Montgomery to St. Louis, who went up and played them pretty much right after that trade deadline and was a dog and shut them down. So shouts to you, Jordan Montgomery, for shoving it to the Yankees, because that's all we all kind of love that, right?
Yeah.
We can all love someone who does that to the Yanks, because they're the big bad Yanks. No one loves them on these parts, unless you're an actual Yankee fan, at which point in time, you still wish you'd go down with the ship.
So we were talking about it, and you were mentioning this a week or two ago, Derek, that this year for baseball has a lot more intrigue than past seasons. Not only do we have some really good teams, but those good teams are in the right markets. So LA, the number two market in the country, obviously with the Dodgers. You can kind of lump the Padres in there, but that's...
The Padres, you got to give the Padres shouts at what they're doing at their park right now. They're selling out that stadium on a consistent basis. So Padres fans, they're desperate. They're clinging for anything because they don't have nothing really. They don't have the Chargers anymore.
Right.
What do they have? What does San Diego have except everything? You have the greatest weather in the world. You make LA look like dog crap, okay?
So you have the Dodgers, the number two market.
Yes.
You have both New York teams, the number one market, obviously. You have Philly, the number four market, hovering around in there. And then you have the Giants 6 games back.
St. Louis, too, has got to be a top market, right? That's a team that the MLB needs to do well.
I'm talking about TV markets.
Oh, TV markets.
Yeah,
okay,
TV markets. Right. And then you have Atlanta and Houston, number 7 and number 8, respectively, in the mix as well. So as far as baseball goes, they have all the major markets besides Chicago.
I mean, they kind of do because the White Sox are somewhat in it.
They're in it.
If they can, but they're not.
They're
in
interesting.
It. They're a fun.
Least,
they're a fun squad.
But that's not the Chicago's team.
That's not. No,
that
it's the Cubs. Are. It is the Cubs.
So there you have it.
Yeah, but the Cubs always turn out. They always love their Cubs.
But baseball having a moment the year that Brad decided to check out.
Yeah, they are. This has been difficult, especially when this playoff hunt has been so enticing.
Yeah.
Not just with the Dodgers, but with the three wild card spots. Like this whole new playoff format, I'm very sad I'm going to miss it.
Jet, completely off track, but Brad's wearing a hat right now, and I thought it said Jewish and Clark, but it says Lewis and Clark. It just made me laugh right now. Jewish and Clark.
Anyways, yes, I'm missing it very much. We should actually make some product for that. That'd be kind of cool.
So what would it be? Would it be?
I don't think that would actually be that cool. Let's move on.
I would like it.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just the way it looks.
It just looks like it says Jewish.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there looking for the half.
Oops, not that far off.
The half Jewish, half. What are you? Ginger hybrid demo.
Russian, Irish, Jewish. It's kind of the.
All right, time for Foot and Mouth, ladies and gentlemen. A lot happened in the world of football. We have Derek Ismacki to clean it up for us, let you know the stories that you're missing. I'm sure Rudy Vasquez has some stuff to say as his team drew a draw yesterday, 2-2 against rivals Tottenham, and some coach beef going down that was pretty entertaining. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Foot and Mouth.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barn side.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot and Mouth.
That is right, y'all.
Foot and Mouth, baby. The world of
football is alive and well.
And my goodness, it is the start to the season.
We'll start with the most recent action. Today, Liverpool came out against London's own, not London's own, one of the many London clubs out there, Crystal Palace.
And my goodness, they put on a show. But yeah, that was a thundering game that ended 1-1. Unfortunate for Liverpool, actually lucky for Liverpool, did not end in Crystal Palace's favor, receiving all 3 points. Still a draw for them as they draw both their games to start off the Premier League, dropping precious points. Why? Because once again, Man City, woo! Are they putting on a show? 2 games in, 6 goals scored, none conceded.
Haaland! De Bruyne! Kevin De Bruyne! Phil Foden!
That team is stupid. So electrifying. I said it last year, I'll say it again. If you wanted to get into the game, watch Man City play as much as possible because they play in an entertaining, most sophisticated style of football that's kind of unfair to everybody else. Because no one can, you don't, to have their pockets what they did, securing the likes of Haaland for such a ridiculous price. He had a release clause of around £60 million. That's north of around $75 million or so. And for a guy of his caliber, for going that cheap is just ridiculous. So, shouts to Man City for finagling that. And making that guy paid, obviously. They're paying that guy.
Funny stat about Haaland. He only completed 2 passes last game. One was an assist, and the other one was a second-half kickoff. So, I thought that was pretty
The guy,
pretty
it is
funny.
It's amazing. Again, a guy of that talent... Not even involved in that game that ended in a 4-0 defeat.
Yeah.
4-0 win, I'm sorry, for Man City. But again, that team is just stupid.
Stacked
beyond belief. Yep. That is Pep Guardiola's wet dream right there on the field. Action right there. He doesn't have to dream it. He can live it out every single weekend.
He sees it every day.
He sees it every day out there. And brilliant on him to be able to construct that team and what they're able to do. Again, if you want to get into the game, watch Man City play. They play a lightning style of football that's really, it's unlike really anything you see out there. It's going to be interesting to see how he is able to maintain that because he is a very attacking-minded man, and that can sometimes bite you in the ass when it comes to the really good teams out there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. But again, Man City, delicious. We'll go on to the game of the week, though. The game of the week clearly was Tottenham-Chelsea. Wow, did they put on a show!
Chelsea put on a show, baby.
Stamford Bridge, Chelsea, definitely a team that had a little bit of a downside this offseason, the way that their off market went, losing a lot of players, not really bringing anybody in of high caliber.
Because they all got sued by Barcelona.
Yes. Barca, for some reason, is finding money out of thin air.
We'll get into them a little bit later because it is important to talk about what they're doing and how they're doing it. It's ridiculous. That being said, Chelsea Tottenham put on a show as Tottenham came into Stamford Bridge. This is a London derby, and this is one that means a lot because Tottenham came in stacked. Tottenham went in hard this offseason. Tottenham had all the money that they could and didn't have to worry about Chelsea and their stupid transferring of owners and their lack of ability to sway people from Barca. Tottenham had their own way, and they got some players. They picked up some players, but they also maintained their quality players. Harry Kane! My goodness! But the game went amazingly as a one up one, tied again, up two by Chelsea. In the dying moments, Tottenham clears it in the 88th minute with a glancing header off Harry Kane from a corner. It truly was just a spectacular ending, but all the drama was on the sideline.
That was Kane in the 95th minute.
Okay, 95th minute. I apologize. That's right.
Yeah, it was the last corner.
Last corner of the game.
There should have been a foul.
I should have been, because there was moments in before where this game could have ended.
Yeah.
They had clearing chances, both teams.
Yeah.
Glaring misses. But yes, 95th minute, after 6 minutes of stoppage time, he comes in with that last minute corner to seal at least a point for Tottenham in Stamford Bridge, which is huge. Huge in the Premier League. Points matter. All points matter.
Every point, every goal matters.
Every goal matters. It all counts for something. You cannot stop. You never release your foot off the gas.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you put it off a little bit for Chelsea. They allowed that header to go in. It's just one of those games. That's a beautiful game. It was a beautiful game.
I'm not mad at all. Chelsea played a great game. We showed dominance throughout the whole game.
You did, I believe. Chelsea deserved to win that game through and through.
But that's the beautiful game of football, though.
Anything could happen
at any given time.
And you could, just because you deserve it does not mean you will get it.
Exactly.
In any way, shape, or form. You really have to earn it.
Yep. And Tottenham's a great team. So
they are.
I'm not mad.
They're stacked. Watch out for Tottenham for being a top four run this year. They're making a big head waves. But again, as I did say, alluded to, the drama was on the sideline between Thomas Tuchel, manager for Chelsea, and Antonio Conte, manager for Tottenham, as they both went up and down each other's sideline in ruckus fashion as each one scored goals. When Thomas Tuchel's team took the lead, he went up the sideline going right across Tottenham's bench, making, again, a thunderous statement as he did so. Mm-hmm. Antonio Conte returned the favor in the 95th minute again when Harry Kane did that wonderful blast, glance, I should say. And then at the end, a handshake is required usually for managers. It's cordial. It's cordial. But this was a hand take, not a handshake. As Antonio Conte went to shake his hand, Thomas Tuchel took it and did not appreciate the way that Antonio Conte was so dismissive and walked right past him, held on to his hand with such vigor. And then you could see Antonio Conte say, "Let go.
Yeah.
Why are you holding on?" And that's a nice little brawl was sparked amongst, again, starting these both these coaches receiving a red card for this action. So they'll probably be suspended for the next, at least from the sideline, for the next
game or two, possibly, depending
on what the punishment is. But again, it was nice. It was great drama to see.
It was epic, dude. It was beautiful to see. When two teams of that caliber have that much passion, you know that all we want to do is win and beat each other. And Tottenham hasn't beaten Chelsea. Tottenham hasn't beaten Chelsea in the last 3-4 games. And Tuchel has beaten Tottenham last 5 games, dating back to his Dortmund days. So
Tottenham has a way with letting teams have their numbers, especially around London.
Oh, yeah.
And they are kind of a joke of a club, but they are trying to make a statement this year. But that was a big statement going to the Stamford Bridge and securing that point in a game that was clearly lost for them, but somehow found a way. That's, again, like we said, the beautiful game of football. I won't talk about my Everton because we suck. glancing on that, something I do like seeing suck, Man United! Oh, Man United! I'm so sorry, Al, if you ever listen to this. This is a tough year for Man United. Bury your head in the sand. You have become the Arsenals of the world now.
Even worse.
You're worse than Arsenal. Arsenal's doing fantastic. I got to give them a shout. Always give a shout to Allison, but we're going to revel in Man United and their disgrace right now. They are bottom of the table, bottom of the table. Secure that last spot on goal difference. Have yet to secure a goal in the Premier League in these two games as they lost a disgusting game to Brentford at Brentford 4-0. 4-0.
Three goals in the first 35 minutes?
Disgusting.
I think it was,
The first goal let in by David De Gea was an utter vomit on himself. Just sheer vomit is what it was. It was a complete utter fart on behalf of De Gea, but it was a nice little piece of football from Brentford as they went against their old pal Christian Eriksen. Mr. Cardiac Attack himself got himself a nice little loss. returning with Man United, mm-hmm. not with his old squad, Brentford.
Did you say that Man U did not has not scored a goal in the Premier League?
Are they one goal in?
One goal in. Brighton had gave up a goal.
Okay, so is that an own goal by them? I think was
it might have been. I have no clue. If that's an if that's an own goal, well. There you go. It is an own goal.
There you go. So, yeah, so Man United has yet to score a goal themselves.
That makes it even better.
Yes, that is fantastic. Makes you revel a little bit more on there. There you go.
Man United. It's only going to get worse.
It really is.
Because their next game is against who? Liverpool.
Liverpool.
So.
That's 3 points lost right there. Man United is in a really bad spiral right now. They have their superstar who does not want to be there, Cristiano Ronaldo. He has zero desire to be there. They are not playing any type of European football whatsoever. And Cristiano Ronaldo is in the state of his life where he wants to play European football or bust.
He wants to even go back to Portugal and play. It's that bad at Man U, dude.
Yeah. There's been talks of that happening, returning to his old squad. Or not, Ryan's old squad, Porto.
Porto,
who has a foot in the Champions League right now. So, again, he's just desperate for that stage. Again, it would be like, why not, you know? I mean, you can still make a statement on Man United. The Premier League is still a worthy stage to perform on.
100%.
But he's reluctant.
Yeah.
And he hates it. He's Ronaldo.
He is Ronaldo.
He's a fantastic. You cannot disregard that man and his talent. He is an utter force out there on the pitch when he wants to be. And right now he doesn't want to be.
Nope. Especially for a team like that, dude. Who would want to play for them?
They're in a they have nobody around.
No one.
They have young talent, but they have brought in a lot of people that have zero really belonging at that squad.
And supposedly the fans are going to be boycotting going into the game next week against Liverpool. So let's see how many people actually. I'm sure there's going to be an amount of people there. Let's see how many people actually.
I mean, if you want to see a bloodbath, tune in.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be
rough because Liverpool loves scoring against Man United.
And Liverpool are due.
They do.
Two draws, back to back draws.
They need to get something going. They will not have Darwin Nunez, their fantastic signing, after he received a red card in their draw against Crystal Palace. So that's unfortunate not having him there, but they're still a deep squad.
They've
got plenty of people out there. This is going to be, again, a bloodbath out there. I'm going to say probably 3-1.
4-5-0, dude.
You say, I mean, they've done that before already. Yeah, I'm trying to. All right. Fine.
I'll give them one goal.
You give them one. 5-1. 5-1 for Rudy. I'm going to say 3-1. I'm going to stick with it. But I'm going to say that somehow Man United shows some pride, but that's not happening.
No.
Now, we do have to glance over into La Liga as they did just start their season up this year, this week. And Barcelona has somehow find a way to register all their signings after they somehow conjured up enough money after they were dead broke.
they sold 25% of their studio media rights.
They also were selling grass from their field, too.
Yeah.
That's how desperate they got.
They're doing everything.
They did everything in the book they possibly could to make sure they got the money needed, and they got a book. They got a bag. They had a bag in the offseason. Lewandowski! They picked up as a big signing for them right there. They had a plethora of other players right now that they're going to go off. They re-signed Usman Dembele, which was huge for them. But again, they drew this weekend. But still, this team is going to be ripe for the picking.
Good team to watch.
They tried desperately to sell their man Frankie De Jong. He had zero desire to leave Barcelona. They literally were kicking him out the door, and he was just holding on to the doorpost.
And good for him.
Yeah.
Because he's owed, like $20-something million?
He's owed a ton of money by them in back wages. That's how bad they are. Yeah. Again, this is a team that is selling their grass.
Grass.
Their grass. They cut their grass, and they're selling it.
And earlier in the summer, you could actually get married at Camp Nou.
You could, yes. You can't even smoke that grass.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Like, what are you going to do with it? Yeah. Just put your nose into it? Like,
all
these feet have been playing on. Yeah, And Messi has touched this grass.
We all know it's not their grass. It's some random grass.
Probably.
From, you know, like kids feel down the street or something. Yeah.
I was going to say, at this point, Messi hasn't touched that grass. It's grown and been cut way too many times at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I will say they do cut it on probably a daily basis, so there probably is plenty of grass to mulch. Here you go, guys. Mulch. If you buy that, I get it. You're probably just trying to help out the club in any way you possibly can. That's like, here's some ties for the poor.
A true fan be like, Mom, I have 20 bucks. Yeah, here you go.
Here's some dirt.
Yeah.
of dirt. All right, Barcelona. Best of luck out there.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Foot and mouth gave me a real De Bruyne.
De Boner would have been better.
Yeah,
yeah, but
De Bruyne.
That's what I meant to do.
Yeah, not De Bruyne.
All right. Well, anyway, sorry for the terrible joke.
Kevin De Bruyne.
We'll get back on track here.
Kevin De Bruyne. Oh, Kevin De Bruyne. Oh, Kevin De Bruyne. Oh, Kevin De Bruyne.
All right. That was foot and mouth, everybody. We're going to do the useless stat of the day here in a minute, but before we get to that, then I'm going to jump in for Brad. Statman Brad's been real busy, apparently too busy to look up any stats. And so I have so many, I'm going to give y'all some throwaways.
All right,
Aaron Judge, at 6'7", 282 pounds, is bigger than Rob Gronkowski.
Wow.
Cool.
Damn.
Aaron Judge is bigger than Myles Garrett.
Damn, that is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Aaron Judge is bigger than LeBron James.
That's
at
impressive.
Least what LeBron says on, you know, his stats as far as how much he weighs. He says he's 250. We all know that man's been 280 for years, but like, he slimmed down
a
little bit.
Well, I don't know why you're shying away from the LBs, my man. Don't shy away from the LBs.
You're a freight train. Just
you know?
Own it.
I'm, that sounds more intimidating.
Yeah.
6'8", 280 coming down the lane. Yeah. Please, no thank you.
Agreed.
Instead of 6'8", 250, puppy chow.
We're going to have some insane, useless stats of the day about Tom Brady coming up in a bit when we get to our NFL segment. But right now, let's reset, huh? Let's just take a break. Relax a little bit. Grab some water. Do what you need to do. This is Talking Belt Practice. I am your co-host, Jerome Gilbert, alongside me, Derek Isamaki, our resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez, and of course, Statman Brad. Want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And we are recording this live from the studios here at FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio. We want to thank you again for spending some of your evening with this ridiculous show. And we also want to give a shout-out to our friends over at BCAC.TV, Butte County's public access TV station broadcasting on Comcast Channel 11. BCAC-TV provides arts, entertainment, information, programming, including daily broadcasts of Democracy Now, weekdays at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Things are changing at Comcast Channel 11. For more information or to get involved, visit BCAC.TV. Also, home of the award-winning the Rowan Izzo Sports Shizzo, which was a blast to do.
That was a great time.
We had a really good time filming that show.
That was a nice little one-season run for our...
Hell of a season,
yeah,
though.
We won an award.
Dude, we're so good. We won awards and
said... We walked away. We're out.
We got the Grammy.
We're good.
The
view from the top. You can't stay at the top.
Yeah.
You can only go to the top, visit it, and then go back down.
Yeah,
so you know what?
If you win Film of the Year, you don't make more films, idiots.
You're done.
You retire on top, and that's exactly what we did.
We did.
Yeah. We took our trophy. We went home.
Mm. We don't even have that trophy, actually.
We didn't actually get it.
We couldn't take that trophy.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to take it, but I did get to take a picture with it. And does it diminish the fact that we won an award for best late night talk show? What's good?
Dude, we're legends.
We are legends.
In the wave world.
Yep. They know us there.
They know.
We don't stand in lines.
No, dude. What is lines? Yeah, please, okay?
We walk right up to the front and get served.
I just want to let you guys know it's an honor to be here with you guys today.
Wow, thank you.
Presence of three, not only two, but three legends. You too, Brad.
Wow. Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate that.
Of course.
I didn't win an award, but, you know,
still
means something. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You won awards in all of our hearts as the hardest working member of TVP.
Well, thank you.
Even though you didn't decide to work hard at all over the weekend and look up a single stat, we still appreciate all your efforts.
I took the weekend off.
Yeah, and today off. Apparently,
I mean, it's feeling like
let's face it. My man's got a lady, you know.
Oh,
yeah. That's what happens.
That's right.
You're about to gain 30 pounds.
Yeah.
You're about to gain 30 pounds. No one's going to see you out. No, none of your friends are going to have a beer with you for about 6 months. That's how it goes. Trust me.
I've already gained 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're in the month. The way out there.
You're a third of the way there.
Yeah.
Keep on chugging, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be 210 by the end of the year.
That's a man right there.
Yeah.
That's a man.
Dead bod activated.
THICC, baby.
Add another C to that. Have some respect.
You're a lucky lady.
Yeah, real lucky lady. Shout out to you, girly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get everyone caught up on the going ons around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news. I don't know about you, but what really gets me riled up to start a fight, definitely going to the funeral for your dead grandma, right?
Yeah,
dude, that gets me so riled up, man. I just want to punch somebody in the face.
I almost threw hands with you at my grandma's funeral.
I felt it. Like, dude, let's go.
A lot of shots
were
taken.
I'm just saying, when your grandma dies, a lot of things go through your mind.
I said, what'd you say about my grams? He said, I loved her. He said, I can only love her.
She had one love. I'm the only one. That was me.
And where's my money? Well, usually that's not the case, but unfortunately in the city of Richmond, roughly a 20-person brawl broke out at a funeral amongst family members that caused over $20,000 in damage at a funeral.
God.
I'm sorry, at a cemetery. So at good old Rolling Hills Memorial Park in Richmond, California.
Ooh.
Shout out Richmond! Richwood!
The Bay, right? That's the Bay, right?
Yeah. Makes it a chaotic altercation, ended with at least one injured, multiple people injured, I should say, one, and at least one arrest. So, apparently there were some arguments between a sister, a boyfriend, the whole shebang. No need to get into it, we all know.
Yeah.
Tias, tios, primas, primos,
todos.
All of them, alright? We get into it, okay? It's passion, you know? Fiery passion.
Especially when there's a lot of things
I'm just saying, when death happens right there, it's tough.
Everything.
It's tough, yeah. Just want to throw hands, you know? Like, here's a toothpiece and a biscuit. How about some thighs with them, you know? Just say, back to the chicken, baby. Mm.
God, that sounds so good. Your boy's getting some soul food for dinner, and I cannot wait.
Wait, when, where, why?
Shout out the homie Trap Kitchen. Smoked ribs tonight, mac and cheese, collard greens. Mm. That's on the menu.
Let's go, baby.
Talk
dirty to me right there.
Oh.
Now.
I try to get you boys all a plate, but he was sold out.
It's okay. So. I appreciate the effort.
Soon.
Is that here in town?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a brick and mortar at some point in time? Or
hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay.
Shout out my man, Trap Kitchen 530. You know what it is. Yeah, today.
Shouts to the brick and mortars out there that are still holding it down right now.
Yeah, shouts to them too.
But again, when your grandma dies, don't throw hands. You know,
just
let her rest in peace, and then throw hands at the fiesta afterwards. Okay.
Agreed.
You know.
Agreed.
Over a nice Modelo and a nice little.
I'm glad it's your taco.
Jesus Christ.
How many more do you have? I'm just curious.
I got one more.
Can you stretch it out for a minute?
I can do two more.
I would love to.
Let's do them all. Dude.
All right, let's do them all. Okay. Well. All right, we're gonna start with this one because. Yeah, we're gonna start with this one right now because we'll end on the funny right now because ending on death is never fun because we're already in the death moment right now. We're already in the basket right now. You know
that dark.
And for anyone out there, we've all been through it.
Yeah.
You know, we've all have. It's tough. Yeah. This year in particular is
just life.
It is. Goes on, but they don't want you to linger. They want you to keep living.
Yeah, well, you need to have.
And sometimes the only thing that does help is sometimes a little laughter and just laughing at its face and saying, "Not today, death."
100%.
Not today. But unfortunately for a beachgoer, it was their day in South Carolina when a umbrella taken up by the wind impaled said victim.
So you're telling me someone's just hanging out on the beach.
Someone's hanging out at the beach.
A wind picked up
wind
this
picked
umbrella
up,
and just stabbed this Spartan
javelin,
style.
Just javelined her and impaled this woman.
Wow.
At the beach. At Garden City Beach in North Carolina. I'm sorry, South Carolina. That's a tough way to go.
Damn.
Head on a swivel, y'all. Head on a swivel.
Oh, my
God. Okay? You never know.
I wonder if that happens often.
I was reading comments, and I was reading some of, like, this happened to somebody they knew. I read at least two of those. So it's got to be a thing.
Yeah.
You think, like, people just don't anchor their umbrella properly? That thing's got a spear at the end.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah. That thing will get you.
You're on the beach. Beaches are windy.
I mean, you got to imagine those places probably being sued before, right?
100%.
Like, you got spears at the end of these things.
Yeah.
But again, how else? I mean, you could still have, like, not a spear and still, like, just...
plastic. Yeah. But still.
Or you could find a way to secure it down better.
Exactly.
Be more umbrella aware out there, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Damn.
Those are deadly weapons.
Oh, my God.
All right? You might...
hanging out with your girl, next thing you know, boom, she's dead.
Boom. Just, or you. Boom. Could be you.
Or yourself.
Or yourself.
Anyone.
Or both.
Both, yeah.
Two-for-one deal right there. You know? Wow. That's a shish kebab right there.
That's deep.
That's tough. That's tough. Tough way to go. So, again, like I said, I promise we end on the funny right now. And what funny way of making fun of TikTok users and their stupid trends that they go through. The amount of stupid trends that go through TikTok is ridiculous. And it's actually caused quite a bit of incidents. One of them being how to steal and hotwire Hyundais and Kias, apparently.
Oh, my God.
That has been a thing that's out there in TikTok world. How to hijack a car. Or doing the lick thing. Remember the lick thing? They lick ice cream tops and put them back. They lick stupid things. TikTok is just dumb in the way they cause people to act like animals and just herd mentality. That's right. Y'all are animals out there.
Agreed.
I'm right there with you. But I know I am, at least, okay? I might be a sheep, but at least I'm not that sheep. That doesn't go with it all. I go with my other sheep, okay?
Trying to steal a car. Wait, hold on. Let's take that video back real quick.
But the latest trend right now is apparently called vabbing. Now, vabbing, do you want to know what vabbing is, guys?
Of course.
No one does, actually. You don't want to know what vabbing is. Vabbing is taking the vaginal juices and using it as a perfume that ladies are doing to try to attract their male counterpart. Meow.
Damn.
Vabbing, y'all. Trying to go the whole natural style. They have said that is, science has said that does not help, and those pheromones don't do anything, actually, whatsoever. And I can attest to that right now.
I'm in
vomit. Sweater already, okay?
I'm swamping. Measure, I'm taking all the swamp juice down
rubbing it all over my
chest and forearms for you ladies.
All right.
Well, for my lady.
Well, yeah,
you're welcome to say.
But
I'm pretty sure she would want
the other ladies.
You know, I want to be better.
Lady.
There you go. That's what it is. Yeah, she marked territory is marked. Okay?
Kick save and a beaut.
Love it. So vabbing, y'all.
All right.
If you're having trouble out there, it's a last resort.
Vab it up.
I mean, if you're going to that.
You vabbing? Yeah. I'm vabbing.
We're vabbing.
It's like, you gelling? I'm gelling. Nah, I'm vabbing. Yeah.
Good vabs only.
Vabs.
Mm. Oh.
That's some quality vab you got there, girl.
That's a t-shirt. Mm.
Can I get
no
vab? Vab?
No vabs days.
Can we share vabs?
No vabs.
You know?
Oh.
Okay.
You found it.
All right.
I don't know how you do it, but you found it.
Usually, he always does.
It's got to be found at some point in time. It's usually right above. That's the news.
Jeez.
Oh my God. Let's clean up the show. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent to help us get back on track here. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
Very good.
I think we're all doing well.
Babbin, baby.
We're babbin. So this past weekend got interesting. I know you wanted to talk golf, but I just assume we didn't have much of a back and forth earlier today, but I'm assuming Cam Smith is part of what you want to chat about.
Yeah, are we talking about the fact that he was retroactively handed the two-stroke penalty, or the fact that he's been silent about whether or not he's going to live, or the fact that Scottie Scheffler walks right in front of him? He's had an exciting week.
An exciting week, to say the least. So, for those of you who don't know, it's been rumored that Cam Smith is looking to join Liv. And honestly, with the money they're throwing around, who wouldn't? Cast your morals aside. When it comes to big money, people do what they need to do. And let's face it, almost all money is blood money in some form or fashion. Not to say, hey, the Saudis got it figured out, they're doing a great job, but just, you know, being real here. But my own personal feelings aside, Cam Smith
retroactively, it was the next day, right?
Next day, yeah.
Next day was penalized 2 strokes, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So he hit it out of bounds day 3 on the 4th hole, and so he had to take a drop. Well, he dropped it, and what happened is he dropped it on the out-of-bounds line, and he thought that it was okay. So the ball is sitting on the red line. He hits it, and as it turns out, that's a 2-stroke penalty. So they go back, look at the tape, and the crazy part, too, is the rules guy talks to Cam, and he goes, yeah, I hit it from the red line, obviously. And they're like, Cam, you're not supposed to do that. And it's like, this is why people hate golf. Because they do these obnoxious things. They go back and look. It was obviously an honest mistake. Like, where are the rules people? They don't have, the PGA doesn't have enough money to have rules people at all times with all of their golfers. So poor Cam Smith is handed a 2-stroke penalty for no reason.
And then immediately thereafter, withdraws from the tournament. Right? Well, I don't want to say immediate. I think he finished the day, but withdrew from the tournament, citing
correct.
Hip soreness. So.
We're gonna put that in quotes, by the way.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I quit many rounds because of hip soreness myself.
You've only quit rounds because you were not doing
exactly
well.
My point. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
hip soreness.
I see you.
Hip soreness.
Yeah,
air quotations.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Always because of hip soreness.
What else are we missing from this past weekend, Aaron?
It was actually an exciting end. It was Will Zalatoris ended up in a playoff with Sepp Straka and ended up going 3 holes. The first playoff hole was off the 18th. Will hit it not bad, just missed a bunker. Straka hit it better onto the fairway. So it was pretty exciting. It got really exciting on the 3rd hole, though, obviously. Will hits it off the tee, does a crazy bounce, ends up right on the edge of the stone in the pond, or like the stone in the green before it rolled in the pond. Straka gets the most unfortunate bounce, dumps into the water. They both take a drop. Straka hits it off the tee into a bunker. Zalatoris ends up hitting it just a few feet from the hole, ends up winning it all. Everyone's saying it's about time. Zalatoris has been doing really well. He came in 2nd last year at the Masters, so it was about time for him to win one.
Yep, it absolutely was. He was due. So
he was due, for sure.
You got anything else for us on that before we move on to the next thing? Because I do want to keep you around for just a little bit longer for our next segment.
Just ironically, the Liv was handed a loss last Wednesday. The 3 guys who were suing to stop the emergency, or they wanted an emergency injunction so that they could play. They didn't get it. So they did not get to play, and Liv is considering that a loss for themselves. The PGA is considering it a win.
Yep, so the saga continues, and it's just going to get more and more spicy. So
I think we need to eventually have a part where we have the leader of the PGA go against like the leader of the Saudi family in a Rumble boxing match style.
I'm with that.
Winner take all. You get all the players on your tour.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
The Saudis would definitely win that, so I'm here for it.
I'm for it.
So it's been a while, and I wanted you to hang out because we haven't done this in a while, but we got to keep this kind of brief because we still have a lot of stuff to get to. But bad dating advice. There's been a few that have been backed up in my inbox, and I felt like today, mid-August, best time to get to it. So let's do it. All right, the first one is titled Father-in-Law, and we're bringing Aaron in to help us out with this. Father-in-law realtor, my wife and I are planning to sell our home and move into a slightly bigger home now that we are expecting our 2nd child in December. Congratulations, by the way. When we bought our house, my father-in-law was the realtor and said that he would give us the commission on the house, and he just wanted to help us. After purchasing the house, we did a little more research and found out that we got the home for about $25,000 over market value. To make matters worse, we never received the commission my father-in-law promised to go towards the house. We only mentioned it right after the house closed, and he said as soon as everything processed, he would take care of us. That was 5 years ago. Now we are back on the we're back in the market again, and he wants to help. My wife and I have discussed it and want to go in a different direction, but don't want him to feel left out or as if we don't trust him. How would you handle this situation? So, Aaron, I'm going to defer to your thoughts on this first, and then maybe we go kind of around the horn here if anyone else wants to chime in. So how would you handle this situation, Aaron?
Yeah, that's rough. And I'm the kind of person that is just very straightforward. You just rip off the Band-Aid. You just got to do it. It's painful. It sucks. If you draw it out, if you're not up front, well, he's going to find out that you bought a house and went behind his back, and it might be worse. And, you know, $25,000 over market price, you know, that's a tough sell. But as someone who has purchased a home and used their mother as a realtor, they don't give you the commission back. What they do is they take it off the top. So that means your property taxes are lower. So, like, as someone who is not a real estate agent, your father-in-law did it all wrong. Like, do not use him again. Don't use him again. I'm just sort of blown away by that.
It is something you come to realize. Your realtor matters.
Yes.
And that's, I'm not saying that as someone who has a mother who's a realtor, but I say that because of someone who has a mother who's a realtor. She's been in the game for years, and what she's able to do for her clients and saving money for them and what left and right. Your realtor matters because they're either some of them looking out for their best interests, and you have some that are looking out for their client's best interests. And
right.
That's an important thing when you go into any type of business dealing.
Yes.
Especially for something that is like long term, like a home. That's life changing.
The only suggestion I would have besides, and I think Aaron hit the nail on the head, just approach the father, say, hey, we're going in a different direction. But I'd add a caveat to that to lessen the blow. I would find a realtor you like, you trust. If you have anyone in your life, go with them. And then say it's a personal relationship. Say so-and-so is just getting started. You know, we wanted to give them a shot. You're obviously, if it's your father-in-law, I'm guessing that he's pretty well established at this point. So, you know, he's not going to live and die off this commission. And he never got you your commission in the first place. So he didn't take it off the top. He didn't do right by you like Aaron suggested. So I might throw that caveat in just to lessen the blow. Like, hey, it's not that we don't want to work with you. We just want to give this guy a shot. We've known him. He's just getting out there.
It's the whole, it's not you, it's us.
Yeah, exactly.
When you break up type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
or you could even say, hey, you know what? We decided to really do our due diligence. We interviewed 3 or 4 or 5. And you know what? This is, you're right. This is just the route we're choosing to go with. No hard feelings.
Right. Yeah. So there we have it. All right. This one I loved and I wanted to save it for last because it's just great.
I'm not surprised you're willing to give it out there. I thought you were going to hold it on to your close.
Yeah,
I've
talked to you about this one because I didn't want to put it.
You don't want to put it in the ether, you know?
Yeah, because this is genius and I kind of want to steal this idea. But the guy asked me, am I stealing? This is the title. I'm a giant sports fan and I go to a lot of games since I moved to LA from Chico 4 years ago. Here's the problem. My girlfriend thinks that I am stealing these tickets. Here's my hack. I order the cheapest tickets I can find day of the game. Then an hour before the game, I check various ticket apps to see what the best seats that are available are. What best seats are still available? I locate the seats. It is best if you could find, and this is in parentheses, it is best if you could find several in the same section. And as the crowd is walking in, I walk just right with them to these unclaimed seats. I have got to get to see some pretty awesome games right up close, and he's not lying. This guy sent some pictures to me on IG, and I'm talking like couple rows back from the floor at Lakers games, right behind home plate for Dodgers games, 50-yard line, maybe 7 rows back in a Rams game, and he was at the Super Bowl. So he's done some really cool stuff here. He says, problem is my girl thinks I'm stealing. What do you guys think? Thanks for the advice and bring back B of the Week. That was a flip side reference. So, I'll jump in and then I want to go to you, Aaron. here's my opinion. Dump her. You're a genius. Find someone who recognizes the brilliance, because this is absolutely genius.
Yeah. We're all taking that hustle now.
Yeah.
We're all doing
it. It's incredibly smart. And, sir, whatever else you have going on in your life, you'll be successful. You can find someone better. That's my advice.
I mean, I've done something similar to this. I think we've all done it. Everyone has. Yeah. You get your cheap tickets, and you, as a game progresses, you find your way down. You migrate down.
Yeah.
You always do it if you're in, especially in a game where it's, like, empty. The stadium's empty. That's the rite of passage, I think, as a fan. If you're in a day game, it's completely empty, you have the right to get as close as possible to that game if the seats are open. And I think you have the right as a fan, no matter what, if you can find your way into it, if someone tells you that's your seat, you just move on.
Yeah.
No big deal. I've always said to people,
victimless crime.
Yeah, I've always said to people, like, oh, why don't you just go to your seat, the one you're supposed to have? I'm like, why don't you just mind your business? I'm out of your seat right now. I kept it warm for you for a split second. He'd be happy, okay?
Victimless crime.
It is. Nobody.
Yes, and often in these situations, I say, well, what if everyone did that? Obviously, it'd be chaos. But not everyone's doing this because you, sir, are a genius. Aaron, do you have anything to add?
I'm upset that I never thought of this because that is unbelievably genius.
Yes.
I am irate that I have never thought of that.
It is brilliant.
So steal away, my man. Steal away.
How that girl is not like asking him to put a ring on it immediately, I don't know, but definitely dump her. She's the wrong one.
Agreed.
That's just financially smart right there.
Yeah.
With the ticket prices nowadays for sporting events, like if anything, the teams are stealing from us. He just found a way around it.
Yeah,
he's able to cook the books. I love it.
And he's still paying for a ticket to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not like he's not.
He's still helping.
And not to mention, he's probably eating a dog. He's probably having a beer or two. Yeah. You know, you're helping out the concession.
The money's coming back from the ticket that he would have spent. He's just getting food
he's not
and
hopping
beer
the
with
fence.
It.
No.
Like I bought my way into the theater. I'm going to see three or four. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, all right. I'm there. All right.
He checkmated the game. Good for him.
Okay.
Aaron, excellent as always. Thank you for joining us. We will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron. All right, Rudy, let's do a quick Rudy's Picks. Rudy, 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 Rudy,
Rudy. What do we got going on? Baseball. I'm going to wait till this weekend. I got a couple bets going on around, but that doesn't matter. Padres are playing the Nationals this weekend again.
Wow.
So I'm going to roll with the Padres every single game. Go into soccer. I got my Chelsea against Leeds, taking that on the money line. Man City over Newcastle.
Easy money.
Take that by the goal line. I think they're -2. And the Monday, the big one. Liverpool in a 5-1.
Trouncing.
Yes, trouncing.
Drubbing. Trouncing.
Whatever you want to call it, it's going to be ugly. Yeah. So there you guys go. Let's get that money, boys. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So like I said earlier in the show, Brad decided to get a girlfriend and no longer do his job. So
respect. 100%.
Yeah, I get it.
Congratulations.
Listen, I'm engaged. I get it. I totally understand what a new relationship's like. You know, you kind of...
Yeah.
Things fall off. So I got the useless stats.
Well,
not in his situation.
They build up.
Sure.
All right. Useless stat of the day. Multiple coming at you today. And we're going to stay with
Tom
Brady.
Hold up. You have a drop finally for my thing and I don't have a stat today?
That is your
You should have had it ready.
That is your own fault.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I played myself. Good for me.
All right. Tom Brady would be the winningest quarterback or winningest player of all time if you just took his record after the age of 37.
Damn.
Tom Brady is the second or has the second most wins in the playoffs against NFC teams.
Really?
Yes. 4 in the Super Bowl, or 6 in the Super Bowl.
That's insane.
4 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's only second to Brett Favre with 12.
Crazy.
He is tied with Aaron Rodgers and Joe Montana.
He's only been
right
NFC 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
13 teams have played fewer playoff games than Tom Brady has played. Tom Brady has the second most receiving yards for anyone over the age of 40. Now, it's a wide gulf between him and who's in first place, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, 2,169. Tom Brady, 6, but nonetheless.
Still, though, he still has yardage.
Second most of all time for players over the age of 40 years old.
Dude, that playoff stats.
No. I feel like these are repeat stats that I've used back when the Super Bowl was going on with Tom Brady.
Are you regurgitating stats? Right,
I was like, wait a minute, I've heard these stats before.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. They obviously did not stand out.
Wait, do you even listen to my stats?
The useless ones.
They weren't useless back then. They're useless now.
Wow.
Continue with your stats, though. Continue. I want to hear more of my stats.
I think the segment's done. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.